right, we are back. Episode 82. I believe this is how Don starts every podcast with "We're back." No Don and Rob this time. This time it's myself, Mr. C, and Mike, our fellow resident designer. And today we're just going to talk about working at an agency, specifically here at Mach the Agency, and talking about, you know, everything from design to work culture to maybe we'll touch on some favorite projects that we've done. But I figured we'd start with how we got the job here. And I can go first if you want.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
I don't know about you, but I was scouring the internet on Indeed and found a nice little listing for a junior designer. And I was fresh out of college. I'd never worked a professional design job before. So it seemed like a good fit. And I applied, and then I got a message back from, at the time, a senior designer who worked here and came in for an interview. We were sitting actually in the same room that we're in right now, and just kind of talked about everything from the kind of projects that they do, the kind of projects I like to do, and somehow we ended up talking about heavy metal music and all kinds of things, and they gave me a hard time about wearing a tie. No suit, but I did have more or less a suit on without the jacket. So, and then, I think I got a call back from Rob, and that was 4 years ago now. So it's been a minute. Been here a while.
Yeah. For me, very similar kind of story. I think I'm sure I probably found it on Indeed. But I was, searching for a long time for a new job.
Yeah.
I was in the real estate business before this, working for them as a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
So I was searching for a new job. I found this one listing. One of the more interesting out of the few that I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Other ones were just kind of like generic in-house designers.
Yeah.
This one stuck out because I'd never gone into an agency and I wanted to work for an agency because I wanted to do like more different, unique kind of things rather than just working on the same thing for years and years.
Right. Like an in-house designer, you're kind of always working with the same brand, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah. And I got a call. I just so happened to like take that week off or something like that at my old job.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah, it was pretty convenient. So I came in. I also wore a tie, but I wore a full suit.
I remember you wearing a full suit.
I was like, you know, I'm sure they're probably chill, but I'm not taking the risk.
Yeah, you always err on the side of being overdressed.
Yeah.
You don't want to show up in a t-shirt.
No.
And everyone else is in a suit.
I'd
rather be the other way around. So.
Yeah. So I showed up full suit, jacket, and all. We came in here. We had a short interview. They asked me like what I'd like to do.
And
stuff that they did around the office and the work culture, and I didn't stay for too long. Then I left, and then I came back. I think it was the next day.
Oh, that's right. We did like a little trial.
Yeah, I did like a one-day trial because I guess usually what they said they usually do is that they have somebody in for like a month or so.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Try them out, and then if they fit, they fit. If they don't, they don't. But for me, I was already working a job.
Right,
so it was a bit different. I couldn't do that. So they had me come in for one day on my like week off at my old job. So it ended up working out great. Did a few things, worked on a few projects, got them all done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was later that day that I got the call from Rob. And he was like, hey, we want you. Later that day, I got back to him. I was like, yeah.
And then you put in your 2 weeks at the other job, right?
Yep, put my 2 weeks in, and then I was out. Hilariously enough, the office that I came from, there was two designers in that office. And the other designer had just gotten a new job as well.
Oh, no.
So they got cleaned out.
Well, it seems like the labor market is pretty tight. I'm sure they found someone. But
oh, yeah, they found people, for sure.
But, yeah, it's nice that when I applied and I kind of looked online at what Mach does, I was kind of intrigued that, you know, it seemed like there was going to be an opportunity to do branding projects and to do packaging projects and things, you know, to kind of help build a brand from the ground up or work on something that's, you know, like an advertising campaign like we've gotten to do a little bit more of recently. So yeah, that was kind of a nice little foot in the door situation on Indeed. Timelines. Figured I'd jump to timelines. Here we have a pretty we're kind of built on efficiency, and we have fairly quick turnarounds. Not every project is super quick, but most of them are. Mike, I know you were working on a catalog,
yeah,
recently, where you had to have like same day turnarounds, which is definitely, it's not common, but it happens with certain clients more than others. But usually we have enough time to kind of ideate, work through a couple different rounds with the client before having to build out kind of the final project.
Yeah.
Other times we do have to do kind of a fast turnaround. Usually clients are pretty understanding. Not always, but
you know, clients. Yeah.
Yeah. Every now and again, you'll get a client that is a little bit more of a pain. But let's see. What else do we do here? Sometimes we have a nice little discussion about TV, the shows TV, we're watching. I think, what was it, last Friday, we had a nice little discussion or / argument about
the music. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Who's been inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, deservingly or undeservingly.
Yeah.
And then who's been snubbed. And I think that eroded into me ragging on Soundgarden as being the...
A little bit. My least favorite of the three
big grunge bands.
Yeah, it eventually devolved into like arguing over the better rap.
That's
group.
Right. Yeah,
it was anywhere from Outkast to what was the Run DMC?
Yeah, Rob said best rap group all time.
Yeah,
Run DMC. As if it was a non-discussion. I give credit to Run DMC, but no, they're definitely not my favorite.
No, I mean, they were innovators. I mean, they had their time.
But not the best. But,
yeah, no, I mean, there's been better.
There have been better.
Evolved and done better things with it. So, one of the first, but, you know.
Yeah. So we sometimes will go off on little tangents, have all kinds of talks about the shows we're watching or the music we're listening to, or, you know, everything from politics to what's going on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, when Elon took over Twitter, we had a lot of laughs with how that platform devolved rather rapidly. Speaking of which, did you see that Instagram today launched?
Yeah, Meta launched Threads.
I just downloaded their Twitter competitor. It's going to kill Twitter.
Yeah.
Potentially.
They said in their press release, they said something about like, are you tired of crazy leadership or whatever? Like something like a dig at.
It wasn't direct,
but it was like kind of like a hinted.
Yeah.
And I think Elon responded to it, but yeah.
Well, we got to see if this grudge match.
Oh, yeah.
Is going to happen between Elon and Zuckerberg.
Yeah,
they were talking about it pretty seriously for a minute.
It just feels like nothing. It's not going to happen.
For those of you who don't know, the internet was taken by storm with the potential of a UFC-style cage fight, in all seriousness, between Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk. And I even saw a video of Elon like training for it.
Yeah.
And someone was vouching for him like, I was so impressed by his power and strength. And I think that Zuckerberg has actually trained in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, he was in like a BJJ like tournament or something. He won it, I thought.
So guaranteed Vegas would be giving the odds to Zuck.
Yeah.
I think I would take the smart money
probably
there as
well. Yeah.
And the pay-per-view, I'm sure, would be $100 or more. In any case, so yeah, we have like nice little discussions here and there about that kind of stuff. Mike, do you have a favorite project that you've gotten to work on? You've been here for about a year, correct?
Yeah, about that.
About a year now, yeah.
Yeah. I go to recent just because my memory is not super great. The Squeeze campaign that we just recently were working on, that design that I did, I enjoy that. It was fun.
That illustrated design?
Yeah, that illustrative design of it's like a beach chair next to a pool out in like some tropical location, kind of fun little travel design poster.
Yeah, kind of looks like a little travel design.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been getting the chance to do some work for a cannabis company. It's actually a broad cannabis company that then has like several subsidiary companies underneath it. And they're trying to break a new product into a different company of drinkable cannabis.
Yeah.
I don't know how appetizing that sounds, but us being here in Georgia, we have not gotten free samples. I doubt that that will happen.
For sure. No.
Might have to take a trip to Colorado.
Yeah.
I think one of the favorite projects I've gotten to work on was actually, it was also cannabis, but it was hemp actually. It was CBD. It was a CBD company up in Vermont called Sunsoil, and they needed a brand book, a brand Bible. So in this case, I didn't get to do any branding, but I got to take the branding that Don and Rob and some of the others here had already kind of established and make a book. And book design was always kind of something I was interested in school and finally got a chance to do it. The client more or less kept kind of the look and feel that we originally designed. They did kind of start to overcomplicate the book a little bit. But it turned out to be really cool. I think it was like an 80-page something book. So that was a fun one for us. Let's see. I think that'll do it for today.
I think so, yeah. I mean, one thing to note, I mean, we kind of touched on it, but I think the culture here is like, to me, it's like way different than any other place I've ever been. It's like super...
It's pretty chill.
Pretty chill.
Pretty chill, pretty laid back.
Yeah.
You know, we work hard when we're super busy. We definitely work hard. And then there are times where things are a little bit lighter and a little bit slower moving. And, you know, we can drink a beer at 4 o'clock if we so choose.
Yeah.
It is fairly chill. It's a nice, I worked previously in the restaurant world, so it was kind of nice to come in here where, it's not like a you can say whatever you want situation, but it does feel less corporate and does feel a little bit less like, oops, what did I just say? And
watch a 30-minute movie on why you should say these certain things.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I had to do at my last job was like, we had to sit through.
Like the video tutorials or.
It was like they would have these, every year you would have to watch like, don't. Say this, don't say that. It was like you would have to take a class afterwards.
I think I had to do that at a couple of corporate jobs where you had to kind of take quizzes about. It was like an HR thing.
Yeah, it was definitely an HR thing. Yeah, yeah.
We don't really have an HR here.
No.
Yeah, but we kind of self-regulate, so that's
good. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that'll probably wrap it up for today. You can find us online at mocktheagency.com and on the socials at mocktheagency, and we will catch you next time. Thank you, guys.